Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. It's one of our favorite songs. We sing it a lot of times as an invitation song, a way to remind people that when they're feeling the weight of sin, or they're feeling guilt or pressure from the world, that from bad choices, that there is hope of being cleansed of that. What color is scarlet? For me, if I was going to pick, I would just say red. But it's a specific shade of red. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, their jackets, that's scarlet. Cardinals, we see flying around here, the males, that's a scarlet color. Scarlet macaw, you guessed it, scarlet. We often contrast right and wrong with the colors black and white. But here, the contrast is life and death. The death that sin brings is the scarlet, and the life that cleansing brings is the white. These lyrics come from Scripture. The book they come from has been called by some the fifth gospel. Now, as you're trying to remember what book that might be, you might be thinking of some words like snow or white or robes or washed. Revelation 7:14 uses some of those words. Washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That's close, but this passage, our Though Your Sins verse, comes from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Did you notice how that verse began? Let us reason together. Now ponder that for a moment. Now Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is also something that can be reasoned out, thought about. You can compare the pros and cons, ponder the benefits, the consequences. Later in Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 7, consider the outcome of their way of life. It's talking about elders. Consider the outcome of their way of life. The assumption is that it is good. And then it says, and imitate their faith. Consider it. Think about it. What was happening when Isaiah was writing to Judah? It was during the divided kingdom period. For Judah, it was probably around 134 years before the Babylonian captivity. 134 years before the temple was destroyed. But before any of that, Isaiah's purpose, he's writing to highlight the sins they had committed, the sins they were still committing. He was writing to correct. He was writing so that they would not suffer the same fate as Israel, the northern kingdom, who was, if they hadn't already been taken into captivity, was very close with the Assyrian captivity. He tells them of what will happen if they don't stop what they're doing. How do you discipline your children? Use timeouts, they lose privileges, take the car keys away for a weekend. What eventually happens to Judah? Their actions have shown such disrespect and dishonor toward the Lord. The first chapter talks about how the Lord doesn't even want their sacrifices because of the way they're living. In Isaiah 1:13, it says, I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meeting. And then what happens with the Babylonian invasion? The temple is destroyed. So not only do they lose the car keys for the weekend, the Lord destroys the car. It's like he's saying, if you are not going to worship me the right way in my temple, then you're not going to be able to worship me in the temple at all. But before we get to that, before the temple's destroyed, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And then the next verse, verse 19. If you are willing and obedient. That verse, that is key. Though not repeated in the same words, this promise exists for us today. One place, 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 2,600 years ago, what did protection look like? What did redemption look like? What did salvation look like? It looks a whole lot like it does today. But they weren't willing. They weren't obedient. And so they were invaded by Babylon. Jerusalem was destroyed, and the temple was destroyed. Were God's people singing this song in Babylon on the banks of the Kebar River, pleading to be white as snow? Since they didn't sing that in Jerusalem, are God's people singing that on the banks of the Guadalupe River today? Will you be singing it now or pleading for it later? I think if we follow Isaiah's advice to Judah, the answer would be to do it now. And then verse 19 again. If you are willing and obedient.